This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Bima Sakhi Yojana at Panipat in Haryana yesterday. The scheme aims to promote financial literacy and insurance awareness among women. This initiative of Life Insurance Corporation of India, LIC, will empower women aged 18 to 70 years who have passed class 10th by providing specialized training and a stipend for the first 3 years. The Prime Minister also distributed appointment certificates to prospective Bima Sakhis. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, "Insurance for all is a key part of social security and crucial in eradicating poverty." The Prime Minister said women have played a crucial role in taking the banking services to the villages. Mr. Modi said his government has taken unprecedented steps for women empowerment in the last 10 years. The Prime Minister said it is important that women get ample opportunities to become empowered and move forward. Prime Minister Modi also laid the foundation stone of the main campus of Maharana Pratap Horticulture University in Karnal. Ministry of Education has enhanced the material cost under the Pradhan Mantri Poshan Shakti Nirman, PM Poshan, by 13.70%. The ministry in a statement said that the material cost has been enhanced from 5.45 rupees to 6.19 rupees for primary and Bal Vatika classes and from 8.17 rupees to 9.29 rupees for upper primary classes. The revised rate has come into effect from 1st of this month. The central government will bear the additional cost of over 425 crore rupees in financial year 2024-25 on account of this enhancement. The new rates will be applicable across all the states and UTs. However, they are free to contribute more than their prescribed share. Krishnaveni Sangeeta Neerajanam 2024 successfully concluded in Vijayawada after 3 days of musical devotion and cultural celebration. Organized by the Ministry of Tourism, Government of India, in association with the Ministry of Culture, Ministry of Textiles and the Government of Andhra Pradesh, this festival paid homage to the rich legacy of Telugu culture and Carnatic music. It featured captivating performances by renowned artists and provided an invaluable platform for emerging talent. With 193 artists, including accompanists, participating in 35 performances over 3 days, the festival not only showcased established talent, but also offered local artists a platform to shine. This initiative ensured that the essence of Carnatic music reached both urban centers and smaller towns, enriching local communities and fostering a deep connection with the country's cultural roots. The Ministry of Tourism aims to promote music tourism by highlighting lesser-known yet culturally significant destinations through such festivals. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Anti-Corruption Bureau has registered over 440 cases across the Union Territory in the last 5 years. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that over the past 5 years, the ACB has registered a staggering 444 FIRs in different alleged corruption cases. According to the official breakdown of FIRs data, Kashmir province has recorded 275 cases, significantly outpacing Jammu province's 169 FIRs during this period. The year 2022 witnessed the highest number of FIRs with 128 cases, including 88 cases from Kashmir province, the highest single-year tally for the region in the last 5 years. The implementation of Inner Line Permit System in Manipur has completed 5 years yesterday. The system was implemented on 9th December 2019 in the state by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led NDA government to protect and save indigenous population of the state. Sanjay Malhotra will be the next governor for Reserve Bank of India. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet approved his name. At least 110 people were massacred in a slum in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. The incident came after a gang leader appeared to have targeted people he suspected of causing his child's illness through witchcraft. And that is the end of this news bulletin.